Which takes us to our next contribution, because Jenny Newman has been looking back at the film Grease. Here is Sam Elmhurst to remind us of a classic musical film.
I first watched Grease in 1978 when it was screened on TV. I can't quite remember how old I was, but I don't think I was in my teens. And I enjoyed it so much, I begged my mum to take me to the video shop. Remember those? To rent it, and so I could see it all over again. My love for it didn't stop with the film. I loved the stage show too. I even performed the role of Marty in an amateur production. Now, the story of Grease centres around greaser Danny and sweet and innocent Sandy, the girl he had a summer romance with. The story follows the ups and downs of their relationship and whether or not it can survive high school. And there's music, mayhem, dances and fast cars. For a story about seniors in their last year of high school, the cast all looked a lot older than 17, but that also adds to the film's charm. I mean, Olivia Newton-John was 29 when filming started. And John Travolta, as the leader of the T-Birds, was already a star by the time Grease came out, following his lead role in Saturday Night Fever in 1977. Newton-John was a successful singer when Grease was offered to her. However, she asked for a screen test with Travolta to ensure that she would be okay in the role, after her previous unsuccessful film experience. But thankfully, their chemistry was superb and continued throughout filming. The filmmakers changed the character of Sandy from the stage show to be an Australian to accommodate Newton-John's accent. And the film's soundtrack is still the biggest selling soundtrack of all time. According to research by Showcase Cinemas, Grease was named the UK's favourite movie soundtrack. And it's no surprise, with such brilliant and memorable songs such as Summer Nights, Grease Lightning and the classic You're the One That I Want. Some of the lyrics are a little risque if you listen closely to them, but they also dealt with real teen issues. And Rizzo's There Are Worse Things I Could Do speaks of the character's troubles and how she feels others see her. What teenager hasn't felt those feelings? And like many great musical movies, Grease speaks to the audience and moves the story along with its songs. By the film's end, many people take note of the fact that Sandy has changed from being plain and sweet to reinventing herself to look more like the girls known as the Pink Ladies to ensure she gets Danny. And I also see this, but I think these same people forget that Danny was also trying to change himself by taking sport seriously and trying to become someone Sandy could see herself with. And watching the film, how much fun the cast had making it becomes obvious. They've all spoken of the fun spirit on set in different interviews about the film. And it just adds to the enjoyment the audience of all ages has when watching the film, which explains why it's still so popular and shown every summer at pop-up cinemas, proving beyond doubt that Grease is still the word.
Thank you, Sam.